USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
Republicans refused to raise the debt ceiling without spending cuts. Democrats, including Biden, say there must be a clean bill with no strings attached. McCarthy says another meeting has been set for Friday. A New York City jury has found former President Trump liable in his civil rape defamation lawsuit. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina said the verdict is a mixed blessing.
We're in one sense gratified, and I know some people in this camp are very happy that, you know, the rape claim was rejected, but I'm not happy that he was found liable for anything whatsoever.
The jury awarded writer E. Jean Carroll nearly $5 million in damages. She had claimed Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 90s. Trump denied the allegations and called the verdict a disgrace. Senator Dianne Feinstein is set to return to Capitol Hill tomorrow. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to health issues. Some members of her own party in Congress have called for her resignation because her absence complicated their efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. More interest rate hikes could be in our future. That's according to New York Fed President John Williams. He said policymakers remain focused on returning inflation to their target goal of 2%. Fort Hood in Texas is no more. The Army installation has been renamed Fort Cavazos after the Texas-born Korean and Vietnam War veteran.
General Richard Cavazos has a legendary career, and he represents what's truly best about the Army.
Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says Cavazos was the first Hispanic to reach the rank of four-star general, the renaming part of the Defense Department's move to eliminate links to the Confederacy. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson is coming back. He says he'll be relaunching his show on Twitter. In a video he posted on his account, he said the show would be back on soon, but didn't give an exact date. He added that not many platforms still allow free speech, but the last big one is Twitter. The city of El Paso, Texas, is being flooded with asylum seekers who are living on the streets. Some snuck across the border illegally. Others have already been processed and released by the Border Patrol. The city is now trying to separate the two groups, with federal agents telling illegal immigrants to turn themselves in. Those who don't have an appointment to plead their case before a judge will be deported. The NCAA's power over college athletics may have diminished in the last couple of years, but there is one issue where it stands firm.
The governing body for college athletics says no gambling by student athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. That's where dozens of current and former athletes from the state's two biggest public schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are now linked to a sports betting investigation. The University of Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. All this comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. I'm Rich Johnson.
It's child number seven for actor Robert De Niro. The 79-year-old hasn't said who the mother is, but his girlfriend was showing off a baby bump last month. De Niro's other six kids range in age from 11 to 51. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.